Jim.
Afternoon. Can you hear me?
What?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Good, we're on.
Okay.
I didn't want to wake up Ralph. Looks like he's half asleep.
Please stand by for technical difficulties.
Hello, can you hear me now? Okay. All right, good. We weren't quite live, I guess. So it's about 3 minutes past two. We'll start the meeting, airport meeting for January 11th. And first item is roll call. Jeff Bertolite.
Ralph Busby.
Jim Shaw.
Susan.
Susan Painter.
Cynthia.
Cynthia
Jacoby.
Yep, Stephen
Banner's
right here.
Okay. And then Dietmar's on the phone.
And Lance Vanderbilt.
Lance is here. And I think that's all we have.
Looks like Ken Brown just logged in.
Who? Kevin? Okay. Ken, are you there?
Yep. Dan's here.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks for joining us, taking the time out. So that's the roll call. And the next item would be the approval of the minutes. And anyone would like to make a motion about that? Go ahead, Jim.
I move we approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Okay. Jim, you want to second that?
I'll second it.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, raise your hand or say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Motion approved. Thank you very much. The next item is the discussion items, and the first one is Williams Hangar engineering details for build site A2 and D3. And I guess Lance will cover that for us.
All right, so item A4 is Ken Williams design and leased site A2 and D3. A2, we actually have already approved the design for that, and D3 is using the same hangar design that came across in your attachment. The recommended motion would be the approval submitted hangar engineering plans for site A2 and D3. Background is Mr. Williams has submitted his hangar design for committee approval for leased sites A and 2. And during the August 10th airport committee meeting, Mr. Williams' design for A2 was approved by the committee, so he's using the same one again for D3. And then if the plans are approved for design, I will let community development know because he's submitted for permitting.
All right. Anybody have any questions? All right. I guess we're looking for a motion to approve A2 and D3 at the same time. Okay, Ralph. You make the motion.
I make a motion we approve the plans for A2 and D2 submitted by Ken Williams to the committee.
Do we have a second? Jim? Susan?
I'll Ken Brown.
Ken, you want to second that? There you go. Someone's alive. Okay, that's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
And opposed, anybody? Seeing none and hearing none, motion is approved. Thank you very much. Okay, that was easy. Then the next item you have, there's more items down below there, staff report. Was that all covered there?
So the next item would be 4B. It's the solar feasibility study for the airport.
Okay, took care of all that.
Yeah, bringing an update back to the committee. So what was submitted for that was the staff report, the Eugene Comprehensive Airport Development Plan, which is their executive summary, and then the actual comprehensive plan. And then I would also like to have a request after this is done for the chair for one more item to be added, but we'll go ahead and move forward with this. So just a solar farm update. City administration requested airport staff to contact HMMH for a proposal and cost estimate for solar feasibility study at the airport. HMMH was selected to provide the solar study at the Eugene Airport during the master plan update of 2018. Airport staff was able to extract HMH's executive summary and final report from Eugene's master plan. Items that HMH looked at during the study for Eugene was the physical constraints, airport energy usage and economic analysis, feasibility ownership models, implementation plan, including regulatory review and coordination with local utilities, and report recommendations. So I did have a meeting with city administration, Spencer Niebel, who would like to move this forward because it is a council goal. And he wanted me to reach out to HMH to have them provide us with an idea of what that might cost, and then just an overall, basically general thing of answering those questions that the committee, I believe, and council also would have about a feasibility study. In the executive summary, it's pretty brief pages. The report itself is like 34 pages, but are there any questions from the committee on any of the material that was submitted?
Well, I unfortunately, I didn't read all 34 pages, but the big, I guess it boils down to what was the feasibility, you said Eugene, correct? Okay, in theory, the sun is about the same as they're here. We have maybe some more fog days, but then they have summertime all foggy. So what did they indicate that it's even feasible?
So just for a couple clarifiers, for those of you listening at home, the task order for the airport Eugene usage and economic analysis, they looked at three different buildings. They looked at the airport terminal building, the ARF building, and the airport operations building as well for the Eugene Airport. For that, one of the things that came out was it was going to be a $30 million investment. A 31-year return on investment. I apologize for that. And then they provided options in task five, report with recommendations in the executive summary. I'll just read the number one. It says report finances, or airport finances, builds, owns, and operates its own solar project on an airport terminal. Site one is identified as the likely best project area, and that site one is in the executive summary. The payback is 31 to 39 years unless the airport were to pursue any FAA energy efficiency grants. Option two was the airport lease land to a private developer who finances, builds, owns, and operates the project and sells the power either to the airport or to another customer. Site D is identified as the likely best project spot for that. The economic viability of this type of project would depend on the developer's ability to find a consumer, i.e. the city, utilities, or the university over in Eugene, who would pay a price premium for the power generated. And that was the gist of the outcome for the report, the recommendations for the executive summary.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll go first. Maybe somebody else would have the same idea there. I personally wouldn't I'm guessing that that report was in the $30,000 range or better. No, higher?
No, it was part of their master plan. I did contact Eugene. They actually got the report done for right around $8,000.
Oh, okay. Well, that was normally they're through the roof. You know, $8,000—that's almost doable. So that changes my questions, I guess. But initial indications were that they were looking at a 30-year payback, which would be probably not advisable at this time, in my view. But we would need to identify maybe from our current master plan area that could be used for, let's say, a solar farm. And initially, what I think the city was looking for, personally, I was looking for just ways of not having so many individual meters out there that charge $30, $40 a pop just to be there, and combine things, and then maybe have a potential for running the meters, you know, backwards when it's sunny, and then use that reserve, and then we just net out zero some of our payments. But if I were thinking of it, I think I'd narrow the scope of that feasibility study down maybe a little bit. Maybe still they probably still charge $8,000, but give them the information where we could put that. I think you're, because they would have to ask us where we could put it. So I think we'd give that to them first. Anyhow, that was just my initial thoughts. Anybody else? Ralph?
Well, I said last year during the budget process, and I'll repeat my same opinion, that we're so far away from doing this and so far from having any potential users or customers that I think it's a waste of money. And in this time when there's a lot of criticism about the subsidy to the airport from the general fund, this just only adds to that need for that subsidy. So I would suggest that this not be done at this time. And my review, by the way, of the Eugene report kind of confirmed my opinion.
Okay, and maybe another thought would be also, since we do have ancillary college folks down here, this could be a potential senior project for someone at OSU to come down and maybe do something like this, and of course they would help pay for it that way. But right, it just would be if the council, it's up to the council then in this case to spend the money and maybe look at that. But if we don't see a benefit sooner than 31 years, I think it'd be difficult to find that, unless some private company would want to come in and handle that. But we do have NOAA and the college and the port and all those people. If they show any interest, that even the aquarium for that matter, then we maybe want to contact them. If they have no interest whatsoever, then probably Ralph's comment would be more applicable. Anybody else?
Hi, this is Ken Brown. I agree with Ralph. I don't think it's prudent at this time for the airport committee to endorse something that's going to be an additional cost that from the subsidies the city would have to pay. If there was a private individual that wanted to do it on their own, that's their problem. But I don't think it's in best interest of the city even to do it.
How about, Ken, what do you think about the idea of maybe, of course, they can do it on their own, senior project people maybe at the engineering schools?
Well, if they want to do it on their own dollar, yeah. If they, you know, but for us and the position we're at, there's no sense in financially that we would want to spend money to do something that's going to cost us more in the long run.
Okay. Anybody else have a comment?
I just want to echo the other three comments. I would agree with those. I don't think that we need to spend that money at this point in time.
Okay. I don't know. Cynthia, there you go. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I don't have a vote on this, of course, but I would like to express that this has been a city council goal. And I believe the report did say a 31-year payback unless you got some grants to help establish it and get it up and going. I know it does cost money to get going, but it's also something that helps change our energy future. It would be forward-looking, and I think that we could get some other local partners interested. I would like to see effort made to include assess the interest from the aquarium and from OSU, from Hatfield, other potential partners that are in South Beach.
Go ahead, Ralph.
Last year when we talked about this, one of the things that was brought up was, why are we putting this as an item for the airport? If we're going to do this, and I say we, the city, I think we ought to look at it across the city, across all city facilities, and fund it out of the general fund. Now, I can understand that, but just to take the airport as a singular item, I think is a mistake.
Okay, I think maybe we got a couple of options here that Cindy brought up, and I think of also, if we could maybe, you know, bring this to the next meeting or next couple meetings to find out if there is land that would be amiable to our airport, you know, plan that they would allow for solar panels, let's say, or sites that would be applicable. And then maybe we could contact some of the colleges to find out if there's interest there. And then also, I know that Land Waves is really super green. Maybe they would have an interest in buying solar power. So that would be probably the next steps. If it probably puts a little load on Lance here, but if we can make some contacts, I don't think it would require us to fund any particular item now, and we could bring that information back to us in the future, and that would help out the city council goals to find out if the airport would be available. And I know that there is a some acreage right by the sewer plant that's not being used, but there's very little other areas except for maybe some parks, you know, for solar panels. So it's probably advisable for us to maybe push this down the road a little bit and get more input, but not take it off the plate completely. Cindy?
Yeah, just as a point of interest, we have asked for assessment of all city buildings as far as their feasibility for adding solar power.
That'd be great.
So it would be part of a larger grid. I'm not sure if that's the right term, but we're looking at more than just the airport. But I think the airport came first because it has a large expanse of land.
Right. And
Lance, were you looking for a yay or nay on this, or just a discussion?
I think just a discussion at this point in time to see what the airport committee felt about it. I was the airport committee had tasked me with doing this, and the city administration asked me to look into this a little bit further because it is a council goal to have a solar efficiency or solar energy, or possibly even a solar farm if it's a viable option. So really just kind of an update if that's something that the airport committee would want to support, or if it's supposed, you know, if you guys view it more as like an overall general, an idea that each department should look at, or if it should be an entire citywide thing like Cynthia had suggested. I do agree with her that, you know, the airport did kind of bring this up first out of the gate a while ago.
Ralph, it doesn't look like we have support for a feasibility study to spend that kind of money, but certainly I don't think that there's objections to finding locations that have some potential. And then not to rule out individual, maybe little tiny solar panels to operate our gates. And, you know, they can run on 12-volt power, for that matter. So that's a smaller item, but we do have these. I don't know what your electric bill is, but it could probably be reduced by a couple $100 a month by adding, you know, solar or combining these items and maybe potentially solar powering those to an extent where it reduced the rate down. So that'd be the next step, I guess, is to continue on with that.
Well, I think also for the committee, one of the things that we probably need to answer is if, and I know the airport has a lot of acreage that's not being used currently at this time in the back area. I think we really, before we move this too much far forward, we would need to understand if there is enough area for the need that we're looking to do and if that area is suitable for a solar farm, which I think we would have to spend a little bit of money on, you know, somebody coming in and building that or finding out that information, a professional company to come in and say, yes, this would be a good spot to put a solar farm. You would be able to get investment on return, or no, this is not a good area. I think that would be something that we really need to have answered before we can move forward any further.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe that there are companies out there that do that, and as if you drive up Highway 18 and to Salem, there's locations out there. But maybe before we spend money on a consultant, we actually could contact the people that install these things that know what the answer is, and maybe they'd be willing to, you know, do a little bit of an overflight without. You know, say, yeah, it probably would work, and then we could spend the money after at least there's a chance that they could say that, yeah, it's possible, and then, you know, have a guy come out there. But the people that do these studies don't really do the work. They consult. So they'll charge you and tell you what you want to hear, but I think the people that actually build them will probably be a better idea to call them first. Anybody else have any more comments? Okay, it looks like we'll just push that offer a little bit and hopefully you'll get some more information back for the next meeting. And then maybe if you can contact, or actually I was in contact one time with the people that did senior projects out there at OSU, and they were willing to have somebody come out and do that. But they were, at the time I contacted them, all the seniors were graduating, so maybe the new class coming up here would be able to do that. Okay, well, we'll table that for now, and we'll hear about it next time. So the operations report's next.
Actually, if you don't mind, Chair, I do have a request to add an item in regard to the minutes from the last time and some of the motions that were made, and then just some updating from those motions in the letter and stuff like that for hangar usage at the airport. Would that be acceptable for me to add that in, because I just had the meetings today?
Yeah, right. No, that'd be a good idea. Go ahead and cover that now before you go into operations.
Okay. So at the December meeting, we had a lot of discussion with the committee about usage of the hangars, and there was some motions that were made in succession in the committee comments. One of the things that was discussed is from me with administration is I would like to request that if the committee would like to look into items, to please request that the airport director look into those items, and then I'll bring in whoever might need to be in on that, whether that's administration or other city staff or other departments and stuff like that. I guess, and then the other thing that was brought up was when a motion is being made, there's a few options that can go forward. When a motion is made and not seconded, that would be considered an unsupported motion. So when the motion is made and then seconded, then you would have to have the vote on that, unless there was a motion during that time that was made to change the original motion, then that first motion would have to be withdrawn, and then the second motion would then have to be voted on. It was kind of, there was a lot of discussion going on back and forth, and I think it was kind of interesting for our note taker to keep up with everything that was going on. So moving forward, though, in discussion with administrations, what we're going to do is the airport director, myself, I'm going to draft up a response or a second letter to go out in as a follow-up from the October 25th letter. What we're going to do is we're going to take advantage of the hangar inspection per section 20 of the land leases, and we're going to go forward and do an inspection on each of the hangars. I'm going to bring that information back to administration, and then we'll move forward with any of the issues and concerns that were brought up at the last meeting by the airport committee. And I'll bring those back once we get those inspections done and I have my meeting with administration.
Okay, I think the main concern from what I'm hearing from was a concern of not actually having an airplane in the hangar. It wasn't anything else that people were really concerned about. It was just we just need an airplane within the hangar, or one that should be arriving shortly, or a promise to have one, whatever the case may be. But I think the big concern was there were buildings out there that were being not used to store airplanes, or at least an airplane of some sort. So that was our main concern. I don't think you need to go into, other than if you open the door, there's no airplane, or there's an airplane. Those are the other than that, I wouldn't want to. Everything else is not as critical as far as what I could tell.
Right, I do understand that, and we would follow the FAA hangar guidance, which basically, there's a plane in the hangar. The FAA does say that you can store other items that are related to the airplane in the hangar, or other items that do not impede the movement of the plane in and out of the hangar. And that's really all the inspection, excuse me, would be to verify if there was a plane or not in the hangar being used. And I think that would address some of the concerns that the committee had brought up at the last committee meeting.
Okay. With that caveat, Ralph, you have a question.
I mean, I could keep my airplane in the hangar 364 days, and I'm out flying it on the day you make the inspection, and I just flunked the inspection because I don't have an airplane in my hangar. So obviously, a one-time inspection doesn't really answer the question. That's my concern with trying to solve the problem that way.
No, I figured that as much, and I see what you're saying on that. I was going to provide some options for the hangar tenants, like a list of a few different days during a couple of the months where I would be available, and hopefully they would be available to move forward with the process of verifying that they have a aircraft in the hangar.
Of course, in the last 3 months, all you had to do is open the doors. They can't fly, so... But yeah, if we wouldn't want to do it on a nice sunny day, but otherwise,
it might be easier on a nice sunny day because you see everybody out flying.
Well, I mean, but they may be gone at that point. But the way it is now, but yeah, no, I don't think that you would not realize that somebody's out there not flying around, and they're it sounds to me like I don't know how many issues are involved here. But I can't imagine that many, so it should be a pretty easy fix, I would hope.
Okay, so I guess is there consensus from the airport committee for me to send out a follow-up letter from the August 25th letter getting responses and setting up times with hangar owners for an inspection for aircraft verification?
Well, I think one of your first letters asked if you actually were in compliance, and a lot of the people responded. And the people that didn't respond are like people that you need to go see, I would expect. I mean, there's no sense in, Ralph and I have told you, yeah, we got a hangar and we got an airplane, and Mark and whoever else is out there. I don't know why you need to inspect something that it's already been identified and answered. I would think you're only down to the people that haven't responded. Is that, am I correct?
A lot of the people did not respond. You are correct to the issues. So I think the next step would be verifying aircraft in those hangars. And I feel that it should be, you know, rather than people being singled out, it should be an over-encompassing thing for the field.
Well, I don't know that it's really being singled out, but I mean, either you have the right to inspect, I guess, that, and the planes will be in there, but it just would. It actually won't take that much longer, but you have to get people key. Somebody has to be out there, open the door, that kind of stuff. I'm just thinking that it's like a little bit of extra work, for not necessary.
Would it be better if I drafted a letter and then brought it back to the committee at the next meeting for a review?
I suppose, but I don't know the. Again, I don't know where the problem is. Mr. Watkins is the one that started all this, and evidently there's somebody out of compliance, or I don't know how many people are. I have no idea, but I think a majority of the hangars and uses are out there are already in compliance. So it's not like singling. I'll get a message here. I can give her that phone number. Later. Okay, thank you. So I'm just was trying to narrow it down, that's all. I mean,
I understand, and I think that the city really wants to address the concerns that were brought up, especially because there was a motion made and voted on, but we want to go about it in a correct way where we're not making, you know, we're doing it legally through, you know, how the city does that. And so I guess my question would be, is do you want to see the draft letter and kind of an idea of how that is going to take place? Because I think that we also should have an idea of also the aircraft and the N numbers. I know that mostly everybody's in compliance, but just to verify the N numbers for, you know, the FAA for their N number database thing that they ask of the airports to do, it's not going to take a whole lot of time by, you know, the tenant, and that's why I think having a few options available, or maybe even just having the tenant address, this is my N number and this is my airplane here in Newport, would that be a sufficient?
Yeah, something like that would be okay. I mean, even if you were willing to, if someone were to take a picture of their airplane in the hangar, I mean, of course, they haven't updated and all that, but I mean, it's up, go ahead and bring something back, and again, it's, I think we're still being fair if people have responded in a manner that it's generally when you don't respond, it gives you the grief. So I don't think people are lying. They, you know, if they say they have a airplane hanging in their hangar, I think they probably do. But if you do need for FAA clearance, the N numbers with, you know, on the airplanes, that would be helpful to solve your problems too.
Sure, and I think that then, you know, we can bring that back and maybe clear up any of the other concerns that the committee may or may not have moving forward.
That'd be great. And at the same time, I think that this should make aware of whoever these people are that aren't in theory in compliance would have an opportunity to be in compliance by the time this happens. Okay.
I'd agree with that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
All right. So that means we can go to the operations report then.
All right, and that was one thing I didn't print off, so I'm going to read it off my phone here. I apologize if it looks like I'm reading the operations report off my phone, so just bear with me. All right, operations report. City Council attended the December 6th, 2021 City Council meeting item 8C was the approval of lease for Michael and Michelle Monsanto. Council approved the lease, but also did bring up a concern that the leases should be approved before the sale of the hangar. And I think that's another item I would like to discuss with the committee at the next meeting, as well as the process of that. The Oregon Department of Aviation attended the ODA board meeting. Agenda included the director's update, finance update, FTE position changes available, or sorry, approval to change to charge late fees, planning and programming updates, approval of aviation review committee members, tall structure determination fees and rulemaking. And if anybody on the committee would like any further information on that, any of those items, please feel free to email me and I'll get those back to the committee as soon as possible. The ODA ARC committee, the ARC committee is the Airport Review Committee. Members were approved during the ODA board meeting and I was approved and will be serving on the ARC committee for the core grant review. This will be my fourth year participating in the ARC review committee and is and has been a wonderful experience. Animal shelter update, the planning commission will have a public comment on the conditional use permit for the Lincoln County Animal Shelter during the January 24th, 2022 meeting at 7 p.m. If any of the committee members would like to attend that, would probably reach out to Derek Tokos to get the community development. If you have any public comment you want to submit to that. Oregon Airport Managers Association was unable to attend this meeting to participate with the city's selection process of the potential assistant city manager slash records position that they are seeking. The DEQ 1200Z permit received the draft tier one report for the high pH level at the stormwater sampling site from the last time we sampled. Working on getting that report together. Environmental assessment AIP 29, we reviewed the draft of the airport obstruction removal biological assessment and sent back comments, waiting for the final to come back over to us. Department head strategic planning participated in the department head workshop for Clifton Strengths and strategic planning work session. That was a very fun and interesting time. Learned a lot about not only myself, but my coworkers as well. The GroundLink signs, I did order the GroundLink signs and I emailed the FAA about the process needed to add the GCO information to the FAA publication. So we'll get the signs up as soon as they come in. I hope they look okay when we get them up. Meeting, set a meeting with David Allen to discuss items that were brought up in the December airport committee meeting. Calendar year of 2021, the final numbers, comparison to 2020. Since December ended, we finally have all of the information needed to complete the year comparison. We ended 2021 with 7,168 logged operations. And just a reminder, those are logged operations for when the FBO is open from 8 to 5, 7 days a week. We did 86,973 gallons of fuel, 67,461 gallons of Jet A, 19,512 gallons of Avgas, 403 crew cars, and 598 rental cars. A difference of increased of 569 logged operations from 2020. We increased fuel by 38,228 gallons, 34,000 gallons was from Jet A alone, and the other was from the Avgas. We increased the number of crew cars going out by 191, and we increased our rental cars by 178 for the calendar year. Update for jet traffic, which I didn't have at the last meeting, but I have now because that has been a question asked a couple of times. So in 2020, we had 107 total logged jet aircraft. 92 of the logged jet aircraft landed, and 46 of those took fuel. In 2021, we had 202 total logged jet aircraft, 181 landed, and 104 of those jets took fuel. So that would explain the increase of our fuel for the calendar year 2021. For the numbers on the fiscal year, how we track this, for the month of December, we had 342 logged operations. Of course, the weather was kind of interesting, we'll say, in December, but we didn't fall short on gas. We did 3,456 gallons of fuel. Puts us up to 50,580 on the fiscal year. So we have 6 more months left. So we're doing pretty good. Puts us up for jet fuel on the fiscal year from July 1st at 40,123 gallons. Avgas from July 1st for the fiscal year is at 10,457 gallons. Rental cars for the month of December was at 37. In 2020, we only did 29, so that was up, put us at 598 for the calendar year. Courtesy cars, we only did 15 in December, which is down from the previous year, but we still had 403 crew cars trips into town. I did also provide the local fuel prices for our catchment area for Jet A and for Avgas are all broken out. And then did also include some wonderful pictures from the month of December, including the Lifelight citation that came in, general aviation ramp, the FAA doing their year of end flight checks, and then a really nice evening picture of two 135 Lifelight helicopters with a sunset behind it.
Great, thank you very much. Hearing the reports of the jets, I just happened to recently go down to Orange County Airport, Santa Ana, and there's just about no space left that a jet can park. There's probably about 30, 40 jets now. It seems like all of the large companies are flying their own people around with all this Omicron, whatever is going on. So hopefully we'll get some of that people flying around and more jets, which is nice because that's where the money is in the fuel. So that's good. Good deal. Have you any more report? Any idea when you might get another courtesy car if you we have a short one?
So I did send an email up to administration in regards to that for insurance. I got a response from administration that I have to ask the city manager if we're gonna. Add an additional crew car back on. I would like to do it. I think it would be good. It does help us out and does help the local economy by getting pilots, you know, from a central location that is kind of on an island in to spend money. So I'm waiting to get those conversations done with Spencer on it. He's been super busy, especially with budget this time around.
Yeah, it's too bad that OPB always advertises to donate your car. They can donate it to us if you want to donate a car. Ken, you can
your
find
van one. Would be excellent, Jeff.
What's that?
Your van would be an excellent donation, and yeah, we do appreciate it.
I still use my van. I can. How about a dump truck? But the maybe Ken can find people that want to donate a car. He's in the car business practically. So, okay, that's operations. Yes, have a question.
Does the airport own the courtesy cars, or do you lease them?
No, well, they're old city police cruisers, so they're owned by the city. They're decommissioned, and then we get to use them for the last bit of life that they have in them. Unfortunately, people tend to pay good money for those Dodge Chargers, and the police are keeping the money rather than letting us take one of their old, you know, police cruisers, which is what we would like to do, is just use another vehicle from one of the other city administrations or police or fire.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Ralph, you have a question.
Yeah, I was going to bring up the crew cars also. The other thing I wanted to bring up was the lease on that piece of property, or is that awaiting your conversation with David Allen? The one for the T-hangers where the guy didn't commit to the lease?
So no, there has been no lease. There's been no movement forward. We're going to consider that spot to be open. We do have a timeline checklist that I was going to bring to the airport committee that was in draft form that kind of answers some of those questions, puts in some, you know, dates and times that people have to get things done, where we can then say, you know, not come to this type of thing where we're waiting and waiting and waiting. So I was going to bring that back once I got that final draft.
Okay. So it is open now, though. You could lease it today if you wanted to.
Well, yeah, it's open for people of interest, and I do have a gentleman that is interested in wanting to do that, but I need to talk, I think, with him first to make sure that he's not, I guess, overextended or if he still is interested in doing it.
Okay, good to know. So that someone that may be interested, in a larger piece like that, I would I'd almost like to see a little financial capability of some sort so that they don't tie something up they can't accomplish. But that's another thought for our procedural problems. Okay, anything else people might have? Thanks for bringing that up, Ralph. I had forgotten about that. Committee comments is next. Don't see any offhand. Do you have any input? I haven't heard. Mark's been gone from the airport barbecues, but I was kind of curious if there's anything we could do as far as the city or airport committee to enhance the leasability of that property outside the fence. Are we okay? There's steps. There's nothing you've been requested to do or nothing?
Okay. No, I think he's been working with Alan Wells on finding potential people to lease that stuff. I think he had a couple of irons in the fire on that, but I don't have any update from him on anything.
Okay. And then the next update would be we haven't heard from the county, you know, they kind of escape off our plate half the time. The animal shelter. I don't know what happens to those guys.
So on the in the operations report, there's a public meeting on the 24th for the Planning Commission for a conditional use permit. So if you have a comment on that, contact community development where you can be at the meeting, I guess, on the 24th at 7 p.m. for the Planning Commission.
All right, so they're taking their steps to get approval for you. All right, that's good. That's what I'm more concerned about. They're actually taking some steps. Have we not then entered into a lease agreement then?
Not that I've been made aware of. I don't know where the process on that is, other than it's been in back and forth between administration of the county and city administration.
Yes, sir. Would wait till they get find out if they can do it first, then they'd probably commit, which would be a smart move on their part. Okay, I guess we'll hear more from that, and hopefully the people on the council can spur things along also, since all they can do is advise. Cynthia.
Yeah, Jim, I do know that the county has hired some architects for the animal shelter, and there are specific architectures companies that do that. Dietmar know more about that, but they are moving along with their plans.
Okay, that'd be great. And I don't.
Have you heard anything about the architecture of the animal shelter?
The only thing I know is architects have been hired. There are specific disciplines within the architectural industry that deal with that kind of building. And so they hired some architects that have that specialty. But where the process is yet, I don't know. I haven't talked to Wayne or Katie or any of those people as to. Might be wise for us to get an update on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that could be at the next airport committee meeting. We could maybe have Lance go talk, make contact with Katie or with Wayne or. That's something you could bring to the committee, Wayne, Lance, as a discussion with Wayne, or you want somebody else to do that?
I can talk with Spencer on getting that and just seeing if he wants me to contact Wayne or not, because I don't want to overstep my bounds. So I can bring back information. I can look into it definitely for the committee and have something back to you guys. Okay. Looking forward to that meeting on the 24th as well. I'll report on that as for the conditional use permit.
The last I heard was the MOUs and everything were done, and they're county and the city were in agreement on everything. So, but then now it's in the county what their schedule is. I'm not too sure.
That'd be great. Yeah, a little any updates is always good, and I think it's good for the public to know what's going on too a little bit. And they would have to do some groundwork sooner or later with establishing some water lines, and then what they're going to do with the sewer. If they're in a leach field, that's up to them. I mean, as long as we know they're progressing, that'd be nice. Nice to know.
I think at the council level, we did have discussion, and maybe I brought it up or somebody brought it up, whether that money that comes from the leases stays with the airport, does it go in the general fund? That's something that maybe at the budget committee meeting, we could take a Ralph, we could talk about that one, because there's
Well, I feel very strongly that should stay in the airport fund, just like all the other lease money out there. Because if it applies to the animal shelter, then it would apply to the other leases and also the outside the fence leases, like with Mark. So that I would hope that's the only correct answer. The other thing is, I won't be talking about it in the budget committee because I'm no longer on the budget committee.
Oh, you're no longer there. Okay. Yeah, no, you're right. I'm sorry.
I resigned with honor.
Well, that's to be determined yet. Right?
I will
have to bring that up at the budget meeting, but I don't know where that stands right now. Well, I'll talk to Spencer about it.
The FAA does require that the funds that are made up at the airport stay with the airport. They're not supposed to be used for other items. So, I mean, it would help the airport to become more self-sufficient by taking less money from the general funds, but that is also part of our granting assurances.
Yeah, so does
that apply outside the fence as well as inside? I was aware that was in the inside the fence, but I didn't know if it was outside the fence or not.
I believe it's the entire airport in all property that is considered airport property.
Yeah,
the only caveat to that is the contract or the MOU is with the city, not with the airport.
Well, the city owns the airport, so I would think that it all comes out in the wash anyhow. I mean, obviously, if the airport isn't requiring a subsidy from the general fund because they're getting money, it would balance out. It's not like we're taking this and spending it somewhere else. So.
Where does the money for the leases for the hangars go? Does that go into the general fund? You know, Ralph?
What? I think it's credited.
It goes into the airport.
Does it go into offset airport expenses, probably?
Yes. Yeah.
It's considered income for the airport, just like selling gas or jet fuel or something.
So when Spencer applies that, he applies that to the airport, offset expenses with the airport. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad to have questions like that cleared up. I mean, it's certainly it's good to know all the answers, at least to be accurate, as compared to the local international or national news is not very accurate anymore. So it's good to have here. Anybody else have a public comment? Or we don't have any public. Oh, well, I do have one public. Dan, you're sort of public, but you won't be next time. You're okay?
Oh, no, I'm totally fine. Yeah, no, I understand.
Okay. Thank you for showing up.
I had one more question on the animal shelter. My question never been answered regarding large animals being allowed there. I don't know if that's ever been answered.
Well, I think the I think
we talked about that, didn't we, Cynthia, at the last one of the council meetings? And there's like 5 acres, and I think that hasn't been taken off the table, I don't think, as far as large animals.
So. What I recall hearing is that they do want to take large animals at some point, but when they first open, they will not have that as part of their services. They will have to add on to their building and add people to take care of the larger animals. So that will be a step further. It'll just be small.
The problem is, Cynthia, that large animals and helicopters are not compatible.
Well, the procedure here probably would be best to note, I think we made it in our comments in the, from the airport committee, that we had big concerns over whether we had concerns that large animals would be affected by the noise. And then at that point, now they're having a conditional use hearing. So it's the time to submit that comment to the public, the conditional use hearing. As a conditional use, you need to identify things that would be not approvable or approvable at that point. And it's difficult after it's approved to rescind it. So I would think that if someone would like to make a motion, we could pass along our concerns to be read into the record for the conditional use, if that were the committee's desire. Jim, you want to say something about that?
Well, yes, I brought that up a long time ago. And
I know, but would you like to say something now as far as a recommendation to submit to the conditional use hearing?
Well, yes, I think we should be in contact with a couple local veterinarians and get their professional opinion on my concern. It's not just me.
Okay, well, that would be another, is that a motion then? Or, I mean, I'm not sure how the airport committee would be involved with asking veterinarians, but
I don't think that's up to the airport committee to determine what happens at the animal shelter.
Our only concern is the noise affecting it, and that's airport noise, not what they do there. If they can answer that question, or the planning commission is fine with whether they come up with, that's okay. I would just concern that we don't identify that we do have concerns.
Well, I think that's appropriate for this committee to voice concerns, but to mandate it, I don't think it's the committee's
responsibility. No, that's right. Yeah, we can't mandate it, but I mean, we just have to bring it up to.
Okay. Yeah.
So it would, you know, is that something that someone would like to make a motion to have a item of concern to be forwarded to the planning commission's hearing?
I don't know if that's necessary. It's our concern, my concern. I don't know if that's been backed up by other people or not.
Okay, well, hearing no motions, I guess we'll go on. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, thank you. I would like to kind of back up what Jim's saying there. I have a little bit of background with large animals and aircraft because I used to work for a company called Air Motive, and that was a spray operation. And we were always super careful to contact the people around the fields that we were going to be doing aerial application with if they had any type of horses or stuff like that, because we have had instances where they'll spook, and we've actually had horses get tangled up in the wires and get killed because of the aircraft operating. So I think that might be, if you're going to bring large animals, and I think that's a larger concern than what you might think, because the helicopters depart right out of there and go directly over to that area for the Coast Guard. So you're putting a building right in their flight path. My thoughts are, is if we're not going to do this as the airport board, then I will attend the meeting and make public comments on that. The other concern I have that I would like to make a public comment on too, if we're not going to do that, is you're putting a building right at the end of a runway. I'm not sure that's a real great idea. In the event of an engine out or something like that, the airplane's going to end up right in that building. That's just something to maybe be thought about. Anyways, that's my only comment.
Okay, well, I think maybe that's a good idea then, Dan, to follow up with that. And even Jim, for that matter, if you can find a veterinarian, make personal comments, or you can do it by in person, or I guess by letter. And then we'll keep the committee out of this if that's the case, since I don't hear any motions to go forward with that.
Well, what do you think? So, what does the committee think is a better idea? Should we make a motion, do it as a committee, or would you guys like, you know, me to just make public comments on my own? And what, you know, what's the committee's opinion of this? Is I guess what I'm wondering.
Well, as a chair, I generally don't bring up a motion, so I don't hear any other people making motions. So it's kind of it could be a dead issue. Go ahead, Ralph.
I'd be happy to make a motion with regard to the helicopter noise in particular that the committee present to the Planning Commission a letter of concern that the proximity of the helicopter operations to the animal shelter could potentially create problems with large animals.
Okay, was that a motion, Ralph? Okay, it is, we have a second on that?
I would second.
Okay, all those in favor, raise your hand or say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Ken, I couldn't hear you. Okay.
Aye.
All right, sounds like it's approved. Susan, go ahead. You want to abstain or you hear it? I guess that's an approval.
Aye.
I think it was an aye, was it? All right, okay, so therefore we'll draft something up then. I guess your video or your audio on Susan is a little bit behind, so it's hard to catch you. Okay.
All right, sorry.
All right, good. I think that's all we have then, unless someone would like to bring up something for the next meeting. Go ahead. Ralph, did you have something? All right, anybody else? All right, Jim, thank you very much. We'll see you all at the next meeting. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
All right.